Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our apricot recipes is an apricot Monte Cristo. Let's get started. What we're going to need first are four slices of bread that we're going to cut in half. We're going to use 4 tablespoons of You Sweet Thing jelly, apricot glaze. And the reason why I choose You Sweet Thing brand, it's not only a better product, but it goes really well in this sandwich. And I've used different apricot jellies before, and I've never gotten the results that I get out of the You Sweet Thing brand. So I promise you, You Sweet Thing jelly is the way to go for this. And what we're going to use also is 4 slices of spiral ham. Now, you don't need to buy a full ham to make this recipe. I highly recommend you just going down to your local butcher, having them slice off, you know, 1/2 pound for you, or depending on how much you normally like to eat. But this is a really awesome recipe. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the 4 slices of the spiral ham. We're going to put them in our sliced bread. We're going to take 4 slices of real Gruyere cheese. And if you don't have the Gruyere, Swiss will work, but the Gruyere Swiss is so much better than just regular old Swiss cheese. It's got such a more in-depth flavor, and it goes really well. Next, we're going to do is put 4 cups of panko breadcrumbs. We're going to mix that with 2 1/2 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of salt, and we're going to go ahead and make the batter for these Monte Cristo sandwiches. We're going to put our deep fryer to 365 degrees. I don't want to do 75. I found that doing 65, it makes it only that much better. So let's go ahead and do 365. And in our bowl, like I said, we're going to have 4 cups of panko, 2 1/2 cups of flour, 1 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of salt. And we are going to finish off with 1 cup of milk. And we're going to finish off with 1 cup of seltzer water or soda water, whatever you have. We're going to make sure that that's nice and cold, and I want it to be really thick. Very carefully, and I always recommend putting a glove on when you do this, you're going to go ahead and you're going to get your sandwich. You're going to go ahead and dip it. It goes right into the fryer. If you have a basket in the fryer, I highly recommend using that, but as soon as you drop the sandwich, give that basket a quick shake. If you don't shake it, it's going to stick to the bottom. Let it cook for 4 1/2 minutes at 365 and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.